We believe in growth and continuous learning.
We believe in educating and sharing knowledge.
We believe the body is miraculous and is able to heal with the proper nutrition and support.
And we believe the right mindset is key to your success.
I'm Amanda Golightly.
And I'm Kate McDowell. And this is Limitless Health.
Live well, naturally.
Hello and welcome to the show. There's a pretty common quote that's been bouncing around a lot recently, and it's the definition of insanity. That's where you do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. And when it comes to your health, this is another really important thing to focus on and take a look at, because doing the same thing over and over again, taking the medication, going to your doctor, following the exact same path, and expecting to get different results is not very likely. And a lot of the times it's not possible for people. And so what do we need to do here to change this, to break this cycle? Is we need to look for other ways, other things we can do. And where does that start? We need to open our awareness and realize that there are other things we can do. And so we wanted to have a conversation with you today just about kind of how the mind can get stuck in the same patterns and cycles over and over again, and what you can start to do to help open your awareness and different perspective. A different perspective will bring you different options as well.
Yeah, that's relates to, there's so many bits of information that's all around us. And if we were anywhere capable of trying to absorb it all, we'd probably go nuts, because there's too much for us to handle. So there's only a certain amount. I think it's around, I don't know, it's 137 or 138 bits. It may have changed as well. It's around that as far as bits of information that we can take on. And the rest of it, we have to either generalize, delete, or distort it in order to fit into our, what we've accepted or whatever's in our world as what we want to take on. And if we're not changing the parameters around what our filter, the settings in our filter, basically, we're going to take in the same information all the time. It's as simple as someone pointing out, oh, did you see this red car of mine? It's whatever brand. And then all of a sudden you see that car everywhere. It's because there's a slight tweak in your awareness, and all of a sudden it's all you can see. It's that similar kind of thing. So basically, when it comes to switching your perspective, you want to expand your awareness. And I mean, that could be for anything. Health, you want to do something different. You've been going to the traditional routes this whole time and not getting the results you want. Something within that formula or within that process has to change.
Yeah. And like a really simple example of this that a lot of people can probably connect with is, if you've ever seen a movie and then you see it again 5, 10, 15 years later, and it seems totally different to you. The movie hasn't changed. It's been on DVD the whole time, probably, you know, sitting in your cupboard or sitting somewhere. You've changed. And this is the perspective around shifting your perspective and your awareness of what's out there. And an example of this as well, like for myself, when it comes to health, I was raised with the belief that the doctor was the solution. You go to the doctor, you get the medication, you take that, and that's how you're going to get better. And I went a long time doing that, even with MS and with not feeling well and getting worse and worse and worse. But I thought that that was what you do. And so it wasn't until, you know, someone said something to me that was shocking enough for me to shift perspective and open my awareness, that I realized, holy crap, nutrition is an option. And if that's the path that you've been going on as well, and trying to do the same things over and over again for your health and not getting results, sometimes things like nutrition or, you know, homeopathy or all of these things can seem woo-woo and taboo and like not legit. But if what you're doing is not working, you need to try something different. And so just that's why we share this podcast. That's why we both share stuff on social media, because we want to kind of give you a perspective shift or an opportunity to change your awareness, because the filter is up to you. the filter that we all have built into our minds that generalizes, deletes, or distorts information, we can change that. We can make the decision that we are going to look for other options. And, you know, sometimes you're going to have to shift some beliefs that maybe you had in the past, and those could be what's holding you back.
Yeah, I guess your beliefs around health really dictate as far as what your thinking will be, and therefore what your decision making will be. So if you're believing that, as you said earlier, the doctor is the option for healthcare, the only option, then you're going to follow suit with that. I believe I go to the doctor, I see them for whatever's going on, and I'm thinking that, and that's just going to be that's just the process. That's the domino effect, if you will. Yet if I think I've been doing this for a long time, going to the doctor and doing this process, and that's not working, maybe my belief's not right. Maybe what I'm thinking is not really helping me or giving me the result in what I need or want, for that matter. So what has to change? For me, we were talking about this earlier, I didn't really think about the interaction with a doctor so much. It just kind of was. Mm-hmm. And trying to figure out where that change and the shift happened for me, because it was kind of following your journey a little bit when you were initially going to do muscle testing and taking care of some things a more natural way. And I just kind of jumped on board and thought, okay, I could be preventative here and just kind of check this out as well. And that's kind of where the ball started rolling. So I think having the one openness to try something different, and from there learning something new and making it a different decision, led to basically where we are now, ultimately.
And I think the awareness, that's the awareness shift for people that I would like to help you find. Like, I don't fix things for you. I help as your guide to show that there are other options. And that was kind of the really big light bulb for me when I saw about nutrition after I'd been stuck on that cycle of, I just need to do better. Okay, so I'm taking my medication every day. I'm doing everything my doctor is telling me. Maybe I can just do better and then I'll get better. But ultimately, doing more of the same thing, or doing the same thing that you've been doing that's not working over and over again, and just trying to do it with higher intensity isn't necessarily going to help. It's, what are the other options, and are there other things that I can do? And that's where, you know, natural is a really a good alternative for people, but it's often something that can be frowned upon as well from certain perspectives. And it's just a lack of understanding. A lot of the times, like Amanda, you and I went to my doctor and I said to him, he said, you know, you seem so much better. Mm-hmm. And this is after I'd started making changes to my nutrition. And he said, like, what are you doing? And I said, I've changed my diet. And he was like, he just brushed it off. He's like, I don't know anything about that. And there was no discussion about it. That's one of the most impactful things I find that people say to me when I share that my doctor was like, well, I don't know what you're doing, is as if he wouldn't want to explore that more. And that's not their realm. We, you know, instead of expecting that the doctor is going to embrace the natural approach, it's just a realization that you've kind of hit a threshold or a limit with how far medicine can take you.
Well, that's funny though, because one of the next times we went to go back and see him, something had shifted for him. Mm-hmm. There was an awareness shift for him even. Because I think you said someone in his family was eating keto and changed their health. So all of a sudden, he was more open to the idea of doing something different and it being more natural and using nutrition. So it just, it seems to be such that when you have a personal experience of some sort, that's when the shifts really occur. And that's what I noticed with him.
Yeah. And it's the same thing we've been talking about in this episode. Your awareness needs to shift.
Yeah.
And for him, seeing his brother have results doing the same way of eating that I had spoke about like a year before, there was that shift and suddenly the filters had changed and he was more open to it. And that's what I'm trying to show you, and we're trying to show you through sharing stories, through sharing our stories, is that if you can see that other people are doing things naturally and getting really good results, maybe your filter will start to change as well. Because there are so many opportunities and stories of people getting better and feeling better out there naturally, but it's up to you. Ultimately, we can't do it for you. We're just your guide. We can help you along the path to figure out what is the message your body is telling you, where does it need help and support, and how can we start to give it what it needs rather than trying to stop the body from trying to do what it does naturally. Your body's always trying to heal, always. And if it's not, why?
It's designed to. It's designed to heal. And we're all very much capable of that. We all have that ability. And as you said, like as you're about to say, I'm sure there's something in the body that shouldn't be there, or we're missing something. And it's a matter of what is that and how is best to support the body back to balance.
Exactly. And it seems too simple a lot of the times, right? To think, okay, so my body just needs help. My body just needs, there's something that's not supposed to be there, or there's something that's missing. Okay, so this is something that I could fix naturally. And I had an interesting conversation with a woman this week. And she had said to me, my grandmother used to always say that this planet, this earth has given us everything that we need to get healthier and to get better if we're sick. And from that's where the natural health perspective, plants are medicine. There's herbs and there's plants out there that are designed to help us if we're not well and to help us get better. And medicine does the opposite. Medicine is trying to stop your body from doing what it's doing or make it do something it doesn't want to. If we think of hormone replacement therapy, women who are dealing with perimenopause symptoms, and a lot of the times the doctor will put them on hormones. If your body's not processing the hormones you have properly, giving it more hormones is not going to fix that problem. Or why is it not creating the hormones if it's not? Rather than just trying to mess with nature and mess with the incredible systems that we have that are always trying to help us get better, why don't we start working with the body? And that's what we do. That's what most natural health practitioners do, is what's going on? What does your body need in terms of support rather than suppression of symptoms?
And as you said, as simple as it sounds, usually it's the simple answer that can solve the problem, is the solution to what's going on. Don't have to overcomplicate things. Keep it simple.
Yeah. It could be removing a food that your body's not reacting properly to. It could be, are you pooping every day? That's a question that I ask like every time I interact with a new client or with a client is, you know, are you pooping every day? Because if you're not, you're a hot toxic mess. You're holding things into your system and the body's not going to function properly. So it really is a keep it simple and, you know, figuring out what does your body need? Not what do the masses need? Not what does your neighbor need? Not what does your sister need? What does your body need to get healthier naturally? And that's where we can help. Hopefully you got some value from this episode. Hopefully you enjoyed this. If you did, please leave us a 5-star review. And if you need any help or support, you can reach out to us anytime. Our email is in the show notes, so you can grab that there. And I'd love to see you on our other social platforms as well. We share tons of stuff on Instagram, both of us, Kate and Amanda. So there's lots of content available for you there as well. And if you need support, reach out. Be more than happy to help. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you again soon.